Welcome back to another episode of Strange Reality, the Mystery Science Podcast. As always, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Haley.
And today we're going to be talking about another episode in our spooky month is the infamous Island of the Dolls in Mexico.
If you haven't heard of this shit, just fucking wait.
Hold on to your butts, people, because this one's a doozy. Now, the Island of Dolls, or how it's known in Spanish, is the, let's see if I can pronounce this, that. La Isla de la Muñecas.
Pretty close.
Pretty close, I think. Yeah,
I think.
That's what it's called in Spanish. And it's located in the canals of the Xichimilco. It's spelled with an X, which I know in Spanish is like usually is like a Z. How would you pronounce it?
I looked it up before, but it was like a couple weeks ago, so I forgot. But I think it's like Xochimilco.
Xochimilco. Okay, I like that better actually. Now it's south of the center of Mexico City, and it's very close to the Estadio Azteca football stadium. Now it's an island of the Laguna de all these pronunciations are really hard.
Texuelo? Laguna de Texuelo.
It's an island of the Laguna de Texuelo, and one of the main attractions of the channels. Now the dolls vary in style and color and are found throughout the island, originally placed by the former owner of the island, Don Julian Santana Barrera, which is probably the most easiest thing to pronounce in this whole story.
Yeah, right.
Santana Barrera, he believed that the dolls helped chase away the spirit of a girl who drowned in the channels years ago, and he died in 2001 of a heart attack, and some sources say that he was close to the same spot where the girl drowned, which in of itself, pretty creepy. I don't think there's actually a confirmed, I don't think that the girl who drowned, I don't think that that's actually confirmed.
I don't think it is either.
Yeah. So to kind of give you a little background, Santana was a native of that region and he left his wife to live an isolated life on that island. And one day he saw a young girl drowned, and the story of how she drowned, I think it's theorized that she was entangled among the lilies of the canal, and her body was found near the island of by Santana. And a few days later, Santana claimed to have seen a doll floating by and believed it believed to belong to the girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the Island of Dolls came to be. And if you've seen pictures, and you can look the pictures up of the Island of Dolls, it's just a small little island in the middle of like the swamps with just these creepy old like baby dolls just everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like all like with spiders in them and shit, and just like cobwebs, right. And just like they're hung up like voodoo dolls. It's really creepy. And that was all in to kind of ward off the evil spirit of this girl that Santana had found drowned near the island.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard mixed things on that. I heard that some people believe it was to like ward off this girl's spirit because she was evil. But part of it, like some people believe that like he was doing it more or less to like honor her.
Yeah.
Or maybe they could be correlated. I don't know.
But yeah, because I think that but because like after Santana discovered her body, he like a lot of paranormal phenomenon kept happening to him.
Yeah.
Like while on the island,
and he claimed he could hear the girl.
Yeah, he claimed he heard voices of the girl, and he claimed that she would cry out and say, "I want my doll." So that is when he decided to, and after upon finding a doll floating by near where she had drowned, that was what kind of motivated him to kind of please the spirit by just putting dolls all over the island to kind of like, you know, make her happy, I suppose.
Yeah, which it's creepy because it's like, okay, dolls alone are creepy. Like me, I've never been the type of like little girl who wanted dolls for Christmas, my birthday and stuff. I've always hated dolls. I've always found them creepy.
Yeah, they're definitely very creepy. And so the dolls can be found hanging from trees and buildings covered with cobwebs and insects. And the island got its name during the 1950s when Santana began to hang the dolls as protection against evil spirits after experiencing the unexplainable phenomena after the death of the young girl. Now, Santana was a neighbor of the, I can't pronounce this either. Why don't you give it a shot?
Oh, God. Barrio de la...
Asuncion? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll just it's got an accent, so we don't know. Sorry, we're very white.
Yeah, exactly. So he used to drink pulque after having sold his vegetables until, due to superstitions, he began to preach the Bible, being expelled from his sector.
So, okay, so I read that he kind of like, you know, he disappeared from where he was from, left his wife and everything. And I read some sources that made it sound like it was kind of just spontaneous out of nowhere, like he just up and left. But then I read this and it makes it sound like, you know, there was something going on where he kind of got like, I don't know, excommunicated from where he was from. Like,
yeah,
like he wasn't welcome there.
I'm going to go with like a bit of column A, a bit of column B, because like obviously there's two parts to every story and the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with he probably was maybe, you know, like excommunicated in some fashion, but then that kind of motivated him to just like legit just up and leave after that.
Oh, yeah, so, probably.
So on top of collecting lost dolls from the canals and trash near his island home, Santana also was said to have traded the produce he grew to locals for more dolls. Santana did not clean up the dolls or attempt to fix them, but rather put them up with missing eyes and limbs, covered in dirt, and generally in whatever ramshackle state he found them in. Even though dolls arrived in good shape, the wind and weather turned them into cracked and distorted versions of themselves.
It's terrifying. Imagine, like, you're walking, you know, on this island or whatever, and, like, a baby doll's, like, arm just falls on you.
I tell you what, and obviously this island has been investigated many times by, like, different, you know, like, paranormal research groups, including our favorite Ghost Adventures, which they're like, Zach Bagans is so hacky, but that's like part of his charm. He's so like, and there's like all this dark energy. He's like the Travel Channel version of like the aliens dude from like,
oh,
the
History
Channel.
That's, oh, like, yeah, totally.
He's like this emo, like pop punk dude who like wears like tap out t-shirts and he mm-hmm. like loves the paranormal. If you haven't seen Ghost Adventures, it's a pretty good show.
Mm-hmm.
There's one show I think that I discovered, and it's called Ghost Brothers.
Hmm.
And when you hear of Ghost Brothers, you assume that like they're relatives, right?
You would think.
When I like searched the show, I got even more happier at the concept.
Oh no.
Instead of brothers like relatives, like brothers, like black dudes, right? It's so funny to me.
What?
That is... Because it was like the whole concept was like it was very funny because I missed the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I discovered like what that actually meant, I was like, oh my God, that's so much funnier.
You know what? That is funny too, because it's like, it's kind of stereotypical of like white people to be like, you know, in the scary movies, let's go investigate.
Yeah,
and like, it's never like the black person in the
it's
movie.
Never the black guy. And like, now you have like a group of black dudes that like purposely do it like for a living. It's
honestly
pretty funny.
Yeah, that's funny. That's very smart for them.
Yeah, what a great like what a great marketing tool.
Yeah,
like
I'm
yeah.
interested.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I watched like an episode of that and I'm like, dude, there's like whatever you these guys are getting paid, double it. It's so like the concepts are so funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But yeah, so
I really find it interesting how this guy, so Santana, which one of his last names, that's I guess what he's referred to most by. I find it interesting how he really did devote his entire life to finding dolls. Like you just said, it's like he was selling things and trading things for dolls. You know, he would find them in canals. Like he would do anything to obtain more dolls, which I don't know. That's just bizarre to me.
Yeah, so he kept his cabin filled with dolls, which he dressed in headdresses, sunglasses, and other just weird shit. And despite the fact that most people found the isle frightening, Santana saw the dolls as beautiful protectors
wow.
and welcomed visitors, at whom he would show around, charging a small fee for taking photos.
Yeah, sorry, I don't think anybody could pay me enough to go to this island.
I would go.
I'm too scared of dolls.
I'm too scared of just how to get there. That's what I'm scared of. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the island. It's like how to get there.
Yeah. Because it's in like swamps and stuff, right?
It's like a couple hour boat ride through swamps.
A couple hours.
Like that, you know, taking an hour, like a 4-hour, 5-hour flight to Mexico driving to wherever to get take this boat, and then like a couple more. That's an entire day of just traveling.
Yeah.
Just to get to it, which begs the question, like how, I don't understand how he would live there for so long, and like what did he live off of?
Well, I read that this there was a lot of like farms around the area.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess if he was buying produce and like at like local like farmers markets, yeah, and stuff, I suppose.
And like rice and stuff, like shit that can grow in like that type of environment.
Yeah, so in 2001, Santana was found drowned in the same area, in which it is believed the little girl had died. Like I said, I don't think this death from this girl is actually confirmed. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the story that Don Julian has always told. But yeah, so it's kind of interesting that this story seems so movie-like in the sense that, like, you know how paranormal things can happen and they can be weird, but some things just so happen so coincidentally that mm-hmm. it just doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
This mm-hmm. one in particular, and I'm not saying it's fake, but I think for future episodes, we should like really start to have a segment where we try to like, are we going to say definitively it's bullshit or skeptical or mm-hmm. like somewhere in between. Now this one, I'm going to go with, not skeptical. No, I won't go with that because the location itself is just weird. The location, yeah, like, being in the middle of the swamps is just odd. So like that is probably just breeding grounds for some weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with, I'm a tad skeptical.
I'm kind of skeptical too. See, I don't doubt that there might've been a little girl who tragically passed away in this area or whatever. But my thing is I couldn't. So I was trying to find information about that little girl.
Yeah.
Because if it was true, you would think that like her name would get out there or just more information on her would get out there. But there's nothing.
There's literally nothing.
At least nothing that I found.
No, I didn't find anything either. Cause I was like, it's just, she's just referred to as the girl or mm-hmm. like, you know, the one that drowned or whatever. So there's really, yeah, I couldn't find like anything about her at all.
Right. And I also was trying to look up stuff like in this area, like are drownings and things like that popular in this area for some sort of reason, like some paranormal reason, but I couldn't really find anything on that either. So I don't know. Because it's like, okay, it's water in like canals, but it's more, it's kind of like marshland,
yeah,
like swampy, like, you know, it's not all just like deep water, like drownable water. I don't know.
An interesting thing is that like, and this kind of adds to my skepticism because Santana was actually known to be very delusional.
Mm-hmm. I read that it was suspected he had like schizophrenia or something like that.
Yeah. And that he just not made it up, but imagined it. Like he like hallucinated it, which the fact that he went so like buck wild with like putting dolls everywhere after this one experience, it just kind of seems like, okay, well, I don't think the fact that he died in 2001, I wish that there was more like, maybe make more like a public interview or something like that. Like mm-hmm. something like more televised.
Yeah.
So we could really know like his side of the story and just see him talk about it. Because this kind of just seems like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I also read that apparently his wife, like on public record, like said that he was known to have like hallucinations and delusions and stuff like that. Like even before he went to this island, like I read a little something about how he started having like delusions in his home life. Like his wife and him were having problems because he was like imagining things that didn't happen. And he was just like, you know, in her words, going crazy. So I don't know.
Well, that would make sense to why he would up and just leave.
Right.
That would make sense of like you're so delusional and that's obviously affecting your home life. So then you just up and leave to kind of like to like be secluded and just be alone with your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And maybe try to block out the voices in your head. I don't
know. Yeah.
But that seems like a plausible reason, especially if everyone in your life knows that you have some sort of delusion happening. I think that's pretty plausible to assume.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I wish that we had some more information about like the dude himself. Like, I mean, we only really know what we have already said, but I wish we knew, like, I don't know, just more details about him, because I feel like that would help determine, you know, how real this could be.
Yeah, and another so there have been, like I said, numerous investigations done on the island, and like another great series, BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Oh yeah.
Oh, if you haven't seen that, guys, you got to watch it. It's so funny. Yeah, Ryan and Shane, shout out. But yeah, they've done obviously their own investigation, which them in particular, I think that the reason I was listening, or not really listening, but like I was willing to give them the benefit of the doubt more about like what they investigate, even if there's like some overlap between locations of like said Ghost Adventures and like Unsolved Mysteries or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there's tons of like episodes where like nothing even happens.
Yeah.
And you don't really see that too much with Ghost Adventures because they always explain like, it's like Zach in particular, he's like the mastermind, but he always has like some sort of explanation as to why nothing was found. And it's never simply just, oh, it's just not haunted. It's always mm-hmm. like the ghosts like didn't want to be known and didn't want to show themselves. And I'm like, I'm willing to believe more that maybe the location just wasn't haunted.
Well, yeah, because then when, you know, they do see something or go somewhere that is actually haunted, then you know, like, their reactions are real.
Yeah, so I think one of the things to discover with the dolls in particular is that the doll's eyes can move and follow you. Now,
oh, my God.
And that's creepy in and of itself. And like I said, I think the location of where it is just adds to it. Like, if you go out looking for it, you're going to find it. So if you go out looking for to try to like you already go to this creepy ass island with all these creepy ass mangled like spider filled cobwebby filled like dolls, right?
Ugh.
And you know I think that like you're inherently just walking in are kind of influenced by like the environment, and that's going to make you see things that aren't there or hear things that aren't there. So because you're in a swamp, there's tons of shit in the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many weird, wacky, disgusting things in the swamp.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows what it could be? And you know what? Maybe, let's just say, how about this? Let's look at it from a couple different perspectives. If the story's true, then do you think that, like, that place will forever be haunted? And if it is it haunted by her, like that girl that's around, or like other shit?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question. I mean, maybe I would think so, because I feel like that's kind of true of a lot of places. Like if they're haunted, like they're kind of that way forever. I think that there's times where like the spirit of whatever is haunting that place, like there's times where it's more active than, you know, other times. But like if the story of the girl drowning is true and all that, then yeah, I could totally believe that she could like to this day be haunting that area.
Yeah, I think that. It just seems.
Is there still tours that happen there? Like,
oh yeah,
okay.
I don't know with COVID, but I mean, if they're in a swamp, like with nobody around, I don't see right. why like there'd be
probably
like,
catch
an
something
issue.
A lot worse than COVID.
That, shit, if it's between COVID and like some like swamp disease, I'll take COVID.
No yeah, way, right.
You know what's crazy? Like, there's like especially in like the Amazon rainforest itself too, like in the jungle. The jungle and swamps of like remote areas like that, they have like diseases and like bugs that haven't even been discovered yet.
Oh yeah.
Now
for sure.
In 2021, there's still shit they haven't discovered,
mm-hmm.
which is so frightening to me.
That is that like the unknown of it.
I'll give you an example. I was on vacation like the past, last weekend. And, I saw, it's like they're wasps, but they're red. I don't know the actual name for them. It was like a bright red wasp, like red, like the completely red.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I've never seen one before. And I was like, what in the shit is that? And I like got extra freaked out because I literally have never seen anything like it ever. Like mm-hmm. a bright
yeah, that
red
freak me
wasp.
Out.
And I was like, yeah, what the hell? So I smashed it. And then, but my cousin was like, oh yeah, those are all over the place down here. And I was like, oh gross.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
So yeah, you just, yeah. If you, you know, sometimes you just never know. But
now, so it says that the girl drowned. My question about that is like, where was this little girl's family? And how come instead of like them finding her, it was Santana that found her? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where was her family? Like, if this girl like went missing and drowned, like, where was her mom and dad? Like,
That's true. That's like, yeah, that's a good point, because they would have probably filed some sort of missing report or something.
Right. Or, you know, like if it was discovered to be her, it'd be like, oh, you know, missing girl found, and it would have been in the news and it would have been a whole thing.
Well, it was like that's actually a good point, because remember when we, in our episode about the Hoya Bashu forest, there was a girl that did act, it's a recorded missing person.
Mm-hmm.
She wandered into the forest 5 years, and she was missing for 5 years and came out and didn't age.
Yeah.
And that was this big, huge thing. That's how it became famous. So there's record of that, but there's no record of this girl at all.
That's what is the weirdest thing to me, because, like, I don't know. You would just think that would be there if this was a real girl that had drowned. But I did read that it's possible that he could have imagined that. Like, if he's, you know, having hallucinations and delusions, like, he could have pictured everything to begin with.
Now, if you would ask me, like, let's go with, like, 8 years ago, like, oh, this girl, like, she drowned and ended up in, you know, but in the Island of Dolls. That's why, blah, blah, blah. That's why it became what it is. But there's no record for ever existing. I'd be like, oh my God, that's like super creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, now as like I've gotten older, I'm like, yeah, well, I think it's way more creepy if there was a record of her actually existing.
Yes, because then like I'd be like, unknown. Oh shit, like,
yeah,
there was a real girl that went missing, and, you know, then it would definitely be more believable.
Yeah.
But there's just no record of this girl or anything, so that's what is, like, the hardest part about this story to me. I could definitely believe, though, like I said, that he could have imagined all of it. Like, it could have all been a delusion. The girl, her voice, like, anything that he had seen or heard, I could, like, that would make sense, you know, especially if he has something like, you know, schizophrenia, where you have, like, visual and audio hallucinations.
Yeah. Especially when, it also kind of adds that story of, like, if he was having a bad home life with his wife from having hallucinations and delusions, and the fact that he just up and left,
mm-hmm.
and, like, now live in this island all secluded, and then all of a sudden he supposedly, allegedly finds this girl drowned, and he like collects dolls in her honor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of, yeah, it's just classic weird person behavior.
Right.
It's just him being like schizophrenic is a very, very good point. I think that's more of it.
It could be. I mean, it's still very creepy, because even like, let's entertain that. Like, even if it's schizophrenia, the fact that like his entire life was disrupted by that strong of a hallucination, that's crazy. And it's actually really sad when you think about it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? But that is, like, that in of itself is, like, just kind of a creepy thought that, you could have a mental condition that could make you imagine something that's not real, that feels so real that you up and change your entire life.
Yeah, especially when like, that's a pretty good point, that it's almost, I almost feel like it's not worse, but it's just creepy in its own way, where
yeah,
this person just, like, they just hallucinated this whole scenario, and they just dedicated their entire life to appease this spirit that never, like, this girl that never actually existed. Mm-hmm. And the fact that here's a good point. Like, that island is like the inside of that dude's brain.
Oh my God.
That's kind of what it is. Like,
yeah.
Because he dedicates so much of his life to it. Just like, just kind of represents like just the ruin and just the overthinking nature of how, like, he lived, mm-hmm. by having so many dolls everywhere.
You know, I also wish that we had like a timeline of things, like when he went to this island, how long between living on this island went on before he'd seen this girl. Like stuff like that. Like, I wish that we had more of those details, because that would also help, you know, like if it would have been like, oh, he went to this island and he lived there peacefully for 3 years, but then out of nowhere, you know.
Yeah. So the only real like sort of time frame we have is that this occurred, like him discovering the body and then hanging the dolls occurred like in the 1950s.
Mm.
And then he ultimately died in 2001.
Yeah.
So he was, I don't know, I don't think it said the cause of death, but I would assume that if he died in 2001 and he was obviously a full-fledged adult, if he had a wife, and I don't know if he had kids, but the fact that he had a wife and then up and moved away and then, you know, spent 60 years, or I guess at this point 50 years of like doing all that,
mm-hmm.
he's probably around, 70, mm-hmm. 80, so...
That's crazy to think. You know, another thought, though, is, so let's say, you know, he has a very bad case of schizophrenia. I kind of wonder how he kept himself alive on this island so long. Like, I'm not sure how many resources he had. I know it said that he like traded produce with other farmers and people in the area. So it might have been like, you know, very doable. But if it wasn't, like, let's say he was out here hunting on his own and hunting and gathering on his own, it's crazy to think that he did that while also being
schizophrenic. Yeah.
Yeah, like with like in that severe of a case of it, you know?
Yeah, because most of the stories you hear about, especially people from today, that like schizophrenia is so debilitating.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Especially like, when it's like that.
I saw this girl. It was like a, I think it was like a docuseries about people with schizophrenia, and this one lady, the only thing she could bring herself to do is just walk to the mailbox and back. That's the only thing she could do.
Yeah, because well, when it's that, like some people, you know, they have it and it's fine and they live life as normal. They take medication and they have their delusions, but they know how to like kind of ignore it or whatever. But when it's to the point where you dedicate your whole life to a girl who may not even be real.
Yeah.
How do you keep yourself alive? You know? Yeah.
I mean, and especially and if he was charging, I think he said he was charging people to come visit.
Mm-hmm.
And like take pictures and stuff like that. It's like, dude, why? Just why? Why? I mean, I would like to go and just go see it and maybe do some sort of investigation. But like, it just seems like such a huge obstacle just to get to it.
Oh yeah, for sure. I bet. But it is cool though. I do think it. Well, you know what, though? That does kind of raise the question of, okay, so he's making money off this. Then what maybe are his true intentions? Like, is he, like, playing into the crazy because he was making good money? I don't know. I'm not sure how popular these tours and stuff are.
I can't imagine he made that much. I don't think it really became that popular until after he died.
Okay.
I can't imagine.
But you get what I mean, though, money. Because it's like I don't think so either.
Because he was so hard to get to,
right? Which I agree. I don't think he definitely didn't make like a fortune off of this. But when there's money involved, that always can kind of take away from credibility of things because I don't know.
Yeah,
like a conflict of interest type thing.
So would you? Are you willing to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that it was real?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I'm not going to say it's like BS, but I'm just going to go with, I think the final verdict would just be like skeptical.
Yeah, I truly, the most logical explanation to me is, like I said, like he just made up or hallucinated the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's like not even.
Because also it's like, what's the girl's name? Do we even know that?
Yeah, I don't even know that.
So I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with skeptical for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go right in the middle and just say that because okay, fine. Absolute max. I will say plausible.
Mm-hmm.
But definitively real, I don't see it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
The fact that there's because every publication that I read has the same exact story. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, there's literally like next to nothing like about it. There's nothing in depth. You have the narrative itself. And then you have like people investigating the island, and like I think I rewatched that episode like not that long ago just because mm-hmm. I just like the subject. It's just cool, and I when I watched it again and then read more into the story, I was like, it's definitely creepy, but not like it's not one where I'm like, oh wow, this haunted mm-hmm. island full of dolls. I just didn't get that feeling again. And I hadn't watched anything about it in a long time, but then when I revisited it, I was like, oh well, that's just I don't really.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's just a creepy island full of dolls in the middle of a swamp.
And I mean regardless of like the story, how true it is or isn't, it doesn't take away from like how fucking creepy the island is. Like, I really encourage if you haven't seen it, like please look up a picture because it's so creepy.
Yeah, and I think the biggest creepy factor, if we're willing to sit here and say that whole story from start to finish is completely BS, like they didn't see a girl drowning in the water and blah blah blah, but the fact that his death is one thing that I will call legitimacy to. I think that he was found drowned.
Yeah.
That is true. So that is interesting. That part, I think, brings the most legitimacy to it.
Do you think he... Okay. Oh, okay. So this is a whole other discussion. Do you think his drowning was accidental or maybe on purpose, either by self or by something else?
Well, it says that he supposedly drowned in the same area to which it was believed the little girl had died. But who is saying that's where it was but Santana?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So how is anybody who finds him going to be like, oh my God, he's in the same spot as the girl? I mean, yeah, he probably could have told people.
Did he ever like document like where he thought that was or where he claimed to have seen the girl?
I don't think it's officially documented, no. Like you can't like pull up a map and like find where
right.
Like,
or
where
well, I don't know, like on the island if he would ever.
Like he like marked it?
Yeah.
I don't or think he something. Did. I don't know. I don't think he did. I think that, yeah, so I guess when people found him dead, he could have just been like where people had, where he had said that the little girl was drowned.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you can make that connection. But I would go with, oh man, this part is the creepy one because he did die right where he said that girl died. But I'm willing to believe that based on hallucinations that he drowned accidentally.
You think so?
Because if it was especially right where she was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he hallucinated her and then went out to like maybe grab her, whatever, or right. like communicate with her. And then he ended up, you know, ended up being like the, his own demise.
Oh, that makes sense. And that would definitely like be pretty creepy to think like, oh, he thought he saw the girl, or maybe he thought he saw like another doll and he was like trying to swim out to get it. And like, then he drowned. But then it makes you wonder like on the flip side. So let's entertain that this is all real and everything. And what if it was like the girl who drowned him? Like, I'm not saying I believe that, but I'm just trying to entertain that thought of like, that would be so creepy to think. I don't know.
I was gonna say, well, on the comedic side, you go through all the work of like, of getting all those dolls and you still die. Like, that
wasn't
sucks.
Enough.
I guess it wasn't
do
enough.
Better.
I do better. Yeah. Like that, like the now that's just even more sad of like, you did all that work and you still didn't get anything.
Like, maybe she would just never be satisfied. Like it was never enough dolls for her or something like that.
Maybe. I'm wondering. I think that it's the most plausible to say that he had another sort of hallucination of her probably
mm-hmm.
and tried to communicate with her, or he just went kind of AWOL and just, you know, he had like a psychotic break and he ended up accidentally drowning.
Yeah, that's crazy. And that's also so sad again, because again, it's like if you died because you were hallucinating, like, I don't know, that's just pretty tragic.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like if I had the opportunity to go here, like I was saying earlier, I don't think I could, because like that tidbit that you just said about apparently like the doll's eyes follow you.
Yeah.
Me knowing that, even if I didn't like logically know, like, no, that can't be, I would be there and I would be telling myself like, they're watching me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
And I think that, but then again, you can kind of, okay. So it's like the thing with the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Where like the eyes follow you. Like it's a painting. You know what I mean? Like I think you could take any picture and you could kind of make, you know, be like, oh, the eyes are following me. I don't think that is like, I'm not super convinced by that. Cause I think you just kind of get in your own headspace and just think that it's like that, but it's really not. I would like to get a video. If you could get some sort of video evidence of the eyes physically moving, like maybe you yourself move with the camera stationary and just kind of see if they dart back and forth, then that's one thing. But I think the creepiest part about this is like, not especially if like the story is just based on hallucinations. It's more so the fact that just where it is,
mm-hmm.
like it's in the middle of the swamps, like who knows what's there. You know what I mean?
Right.
On top of like what like the story is.
Okay. Terrifying thought. Toy Story. Imagine like when no one's around.
Oh, wow.
All these dolls come to life and their limbs and excess parts. How fucking scary would that be?
Oh, wow.
I don't know why that came to mind, but that's just, you know, that's that fear of dolls.
It reminds me of that doll that Sid had in the first Toy Story movie.
Yes, with the spider leg things.
Yeah.
I'm picturing that. God. You know what? That's probably why dolls freak me out so much. I honest to God think that's where it started from.
That thing was pretty creepy, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I had nightmares about it as a kid.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no, because I want to sleep at night.
Okay.
I don't want to think about them coming to life when nobody's around. But think about all the time you would have. I want to know how often people are really there. I don't think it's that often.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like now.
I didn't read anything that has a caretaker now.
Right. I would also love to read like people's personal accounts there. Like if anybody who visited had ever experienced anything weird.
Like on Reddit or something?
Yeah, we should have. I always say that in the middle of an episode and then I'm always like, damn, why didn't we think of that sooner? Right. So you need to start doing that. But yeah, I don't know. That would be cool though, because then that would help add to the credibility of everything.
Yeah. Oh, well, is your official ruling skeptical?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to go skeptical too. Yeah, I think we'll leave it at that, because there's really nothing about it.
We told you guys everything that we know. If anybody else knows anything that we don't.
Like I said, I've looked and looked with different publications. They're all pretty much the same story.
Yeah.
So there really isn't a whole lot. So, I mean, if you find something, write in, but I don't see it, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, though, like I said, regardless of like how real the story of the little girl is, still fucking creepy. It's a creepy island that nothing changes that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we're just going to go with it that it's skeptical.
Yep.
You can go either way.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening and always question your reality.
Strange reality.